You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events, and most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Donald Sujo's in the house, Irvine Public Schools Foundation. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you back with us once again. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Another beautiful day here in Southern California. Think about this one. Today is National Ugly Sweater Day. I've got my ugly, well, I'm ugly all the time, so that might just be the issue here, that I'm just always ugly. Can't help some of those things. The ugly sweater, though, you got that, if you've got an ugly sweater that you're wearing, we're looking for pictures of ugly sweaters. Send them over to us or post them right there on the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Looking for ugly sweaters. I wonder if you go to the store and just have the section that says ugly sweater section. Where do you get your ugly sweater? I don't know. I've never been Mr. GQ. I never will be Mr. GQ. And ugly sweaters probably is just fitting for me. So let's go to something I am a little bit more comfortable with. National Roast Suckling Pig Day. What do you think, Donald? Can we ugly sweaters or suckling pigs?
Oh, man, that's a tough one, you know. But food is always good, right? It's holidays right now, and everybody loves to eat. So let's talk about that.
Okay, so we'll go with the ugly or the suckling pigs.
What is that?
It's just a pig that's got an apple in its mouth.
That's awesome.
I'll show you the picture, Donald. If you're looking on... on watching us on TV, you can't really see it.
That actually looks good.
Yeah.
That you know, with a bottle of wine or water, whatever you prefer, that's a great lunch, right?
Bottle of wine and everything's good.
Yep.
Moving right along. Yeah, I saw that the Congress passed their 2,000-page spending bill yesterday. I want to know who's going to read it. I mean, ironically, I mean, they put this, they published it at like 2 a.m. a couple of days ago, and then they pass it. I want to know really, truly, who read the darn thing? Did anybody read the darn thing before they went and passed this crazy bill? I'd just like to figure that out. One of the items, though, is I find this very, very interesting. And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this one, but it is what it is. I think I've got that somewhere on here. Yeah, AJ.
It is what it is.
Saw that the president has finally found a way to make his way to Southern California, purportedly to go to San Bernardino and meet with the victims' families and some of the victims of the massacre in San Bernardino. I think he's probably just going to catch a little golf on the way back, because I know that he's going to be at his house in Indian Wells. Spend a little time there on his way to Hawaii. But think about this. I just saw this article. I thought it was pretty interesting, so I share it with you. The price of the Obama getaways Donald, I don't know. You might. I don't know if you're going to get this vacation. I know you told me you're going out of town.
I'm going to Boston, but that's a. I mean,
$70 million for the president's getaways.
Flying economy.
Well, he takes that private jet that you and I pay for. $70 million for the getaway. That's. And I know. I understand. The best part about this whole thing, and this might get me back on good graces with some people, is a quote that was a great quote that came from, I believe it is attributed to Nancy Reagan. And she basically said, there is no vacation for a president. There's only a change of venue, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, the president is never on vacation. He is always having to work, always being on call. Interesting information, and I just thought I'd share that with you. These are ski trips, $70.5 million, though. Cost of Air Force One and other government planes, helicopters, limos, part of the president's travel, the security. And you gotta love it, because you never know what these numbers really are. Just because they include, you know, he's coming out here to San Bernardino, so that makes it a business trip. I love it.
Can I ask for 0.01% donation to the Irvine Public School Foundation for the president from that budget?
That would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Just saying.
Yeah.
Or maybe 1%.
Always working it, Donald. Always working it.
Have to think about the future.
Absolutely. You know something? I like that idea, but, well, I better not go there.
Okay.
Speaking of budgets and holidays, holiday parties on a budget. I love this headline. Parties on a budget, party like it's 1999, but they put $19.99. So you can get, how do you do that budget holiday party on a budget? Think about this one. Well, you've got Evite now, so you can save some money on invitations. Food and drinks, potluck. Nothing wrong with a good potluck. So decorations, use up some of those the paper that's been laying around. Entertainment, Pandora.
Free music.
Right? Who doesn't have an iPhone right now?
Or YouTube.
YouTube, Pandora, exactly.
It's free.
And once again, when you save that money, Donald, what do we want to do with the money that we're going
to
save?
Please donate to Irvine Public Schools Foundation.
There we go.
We really appreciate it.
That's how we've even rehearsed this one today, Donald. This is pretty good. We got this going and sharing some good information.
Salesforce has a formula, you know, like 1% of your equity, 1% of your time, and 1% of your money. If you donate to any foundation, right? I mean, any big corporation or small, if you think about it, that 1% makes a huge difference.
Right? Can you imagine if we gave 1%? And I'm a big proponent of organizations like the Irvine Public Schools Foundation. I'm not a big fan of public schools and a lot of issues in the public sector, because there's so much bureaucracy, so much waste. But I love it when you get an organization like the Irvine Public School Foundation, where it's local. We're not sending the money to Washington so they can pay a bunch of bureaucrats to go on a bunch of vacations, to do a bunch of wasteful things.
That is true. The money is very transparent, goes to the programs and the events that we do for all the students. So we don't have, you know, we don't make big decisions. We just need this money to run these programs. It's pretty simple.
And you know what I really found fascinating when you and I spoke, and we're going to get into this more in the next segment. And I'm going to ask you while I finish this segment, Donald, to look up, make sure you have these numbers ready for us, because you shared some numbers with me last time about how much money the school district, Irvine School District, actually gets from the public sector. Mm-hmm. Yet how much their budget really is per student. Mm-hmm. And it just fascinated me. I love sharing those numbers. I share them from a novice, just having remembered a little bit of what Donald shared with me. But we're going to get the true numbers from him in the next segment. You're going to have to stay tuned for that, because it's fascinating information. Speaking of coming up tomorrow night, talk about stealth. Now, in our government, they don't, like most politicians, they want to be out there. They want to be seen. They want everybody to know exactly what they're doing and get recognition for it. So why the Saturday before Christmas, when absolutely nobody is home watching TV, and if they are, they're watching the NFL football game. I think the Jets are playing or the Giants are playing Saturday night. I'll look it up while I'm saying this. But think about this. Saturday before Christmas, tons and tons of holiday parties, and the Democrats are going to have their debate on TV. Huh. Really? The Saturday before, do you think anybody's going to watch that? New York Giants play the Dallas Cowboys.
Again, America's favorite team.
Right. And but the Democrats, they're going to have a debate that night. Really? I guess they don't want it. I think it's because they're trying to protect Hillary Clinton from being seen by anybody. Obviously, they don't have anybody else running. Oh, yeah, Bernie Sanders is running, but he's down by 31 points, and he's the only one. But he is leading in New Hampshire. You got to give it to him. He's doing well there in New Hampshire. They might actually beat Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire, just saying. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to have an in-depth conversation about an organization that is supporting public schools so the kids get what they need. Think about that. Community working together with the private sector and nonprofits. Love it. Home equity increasing as home prices rise. Stated income loans, they're back. We're going to talk about those as well. A true stated income loan. We're going to talk about it. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7750. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 0186.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. If you do not have a conversation with a real estate professional, there is no possible way you can get a professional equity analysis review of your property. Impossible. It cannot be done online. You might find out the value of your home somewhat. You might get an incorrect value of your home. You need to call and talk to a real estate professional to get this professional equity analysis review. Simple. Text PEAR to 79564. PEAR to 79564. Why do we talk about that? Well, it's simple. Home equity is increasing as prices rise. 256,000 properties regained equity in the third quarter of 2015. 37.5 million borrowers have at least 20% equity in their home. What does that mean? Well, you can get rid of the mortgage insurance. You can get rid of the FHA loans, save a little bit of money. If you have 20% or more equity, call us, 800-306-1990. How much equity does your state have? Well, we're here in the state of confusion. 93.2% have positive equity here in California. 93.2%. If you don't think you have equity in your house, probably misguided. And that's why I tell you most mornings, text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564 to get a true value of your property. So one of the things I like, you know, all week you've probably been listening to me and I've been sharing information on different organizations around Southern California that are out there doing great things for people. And one of those organizations, I'm really glad that Donald Sujo came in to share with us information about the Irvine Public Schools Foundation, because here's just a few stats. I'm going to share these, and then Donald and I are going to chat a little bit here. The average expenditure in the United States per student, $11,254. Here in the state of confusion, $9,300. In the Irvine Unified School District, $7,845. What's that? Just quick math, 15 or 20% less than the state average, and probably 30% less, 40% less than the national average. Yet the Irvine schools graduate 95.8% of their students. Orange County, 89.5%. The state of confusion, 78%, 79%. And the United States, 78.2%. What's the difference? I suggest, I doubt if Donald's going to object to this, that maybe it's a combination of the public sector, public schools, working together with the private sector, a nonprofit organization. What do you think, Donald?
That's a successful formula, Ron.
Right?
Yes, of course.
And it's not magic. The foundation goes out and raises money.
Correct. We fundraise for the programs. We bring the community together. So we do a lot of events to bring the people of Irvine, the families, and the private sector together. And then we create and run programs. You know, it's a great formula for everybody to get involved in any capacity. You know, and we are thankful for also the city of Irvine, which matches our dollars that we raise of our community and the private sector. So we have a great support. Everybody is involved in education. As we all know, it's the future of our lives.
That's interesting, because I don't think I had heard you mention that in the past, that the money that you're raising, the city is matching.
Correct. And then we have a health and wellness program, which is sponsored by HOG. So anybody that gets involved in that program gets, you know, the funds get matched by HOG Hospital as well as the city of Irvine. So that's a triple match. So the value goes triple for any corporation or donor that comes, you know, in that program.
So it's all over. How many, and I'm gonna just give me a guesstimate, how many businesses in Irvine are participating with the foundation?
Well, we have our list of top 100 businesses that give, a valuable amount of money to help us with our programs. And then we have a lot of, local stores that give us in-kind donations. We have a lot of stores that we do, Mod Pizza or, TLT, that we do, back to school, pizza or back to school sale. So we have over 200-300, businesses that participate, either daily, monthly, or yearly with us.
You gotta love that. I mean, with the so many people getting together, working together,
mm-hmm.
right? That to me, that's we talk so much in our country about entitlement. You wonder why is it? I think Irvine is a chicken and egg mm-hmm. city, and the area, because so many people say, well, they're in Irvine, so that's why they do good.
Well,
or, they're in Irvine.
It takes an effort. It takes a commitment, from the parents, from the community. It's an overall success, because if you think about it, if the schools are good and we have the greatest schools in the nation, then, people want to move there. So they buy, good homes, and the business goes up because the people that invest with us, they invest, and the parents and the community will do business with those services. So it's an overall a ripple effect, that they figured it out 20 years ago, these two teachers that, started the IPSF, they said, we want to have the best schools in the nation, because we don't right now. And from that moment on, the city of Irvine has, risen tremendously to support them and, support the local businesses as well as Orange County business,
Well, and that was kind of where I was heading with this, Donald, is the idea here. People say, well, the property values are so high in Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are they high in Irvine? Because the education's great.
Education, you go to school for free.
Right.
And if, it depends if you want to go spend, and I've got nothing against private schools. They are great, and I have a lot of friends who run them and fundraise for them.
You graduated from USC, right?
Well, I was an athlete. I had to earn it.
that's a private school, too.
It is a private school. There's nothing against it. I grew up in communism, so I grew up in public schools. so I didn't have a choice. But, the public schools, once you get to get, if you have kids and they go to, to school for free and they have a great education, and of course, the home, you get great homes and you have a, the chief of police, you have a safe city and clean, and so everybody works hand to hand to make sure that the quality of life, not only the schools, the quality of life in Irvine is great. And I'm thinking about moving there.
But here's the thing is I don't think that Irvine has a great quality of life. They have mm-hmm. a great school system. We just gave some statistics. But I think that could be matched. Mm-hmm. I think that Escondido can do the same thing.
I'm sure.
Carlsbad can do the same thing.
I'm sure. They just got to come together for the same vision. Our vision, as a foundation, as a
right.
school, is pretty simple. And we share that with the community, with the families. We share that with the local businesses and the city of Irvine. And it takes a group effort. You can't do it alone.
When you raise money at the foundation, mm-hmm. what does that money go to?
The money is very transparent. We talk to local businesses to, either sponsor a program. We have a honors concert. We have a STEAM carnival. We have after-school programs. We have a summer enrichment program. We have an instrumental rental program where we buy over 2,000 instruments for the kids of Irvine. So it goes exactly where the business wanted to go, whichever event or program they want to support. And as a parent, if you want to donate to the program, it goes to overall budget. We'd give $2 million to the school district to hire additional instructors, so to make the classroom size smaller. So the money that we have is very transparent to where it goes, how it goes, and how it works.
And a lot of us are looking at it and saying, the after-school programs are going away. The state doesn't have the money,
correct.
Supposedly, because that's a different subject.
To be debated, right?
but the after-school programs are mm-hmm. going away. The band programs are going
yep.
away. Auto shop, workshop.
Yep, correct. And we provide those. We provide music. We provide sports. We do flag football with Matt Liner. We did a basketball tournament. We're going to do a soccer tournament. We have summer enrichment academy. After school program is daily.
But speak to the concept, because you being an Olympic athlete can talk about, what are the values that the sports and things bring to a child in their development years?
It's amazing. I mean, the ability to stay focused, to work hard, to believe in the system, to believe, because, you are, it doesn't matter which sport you play, you got to believe in a system. You got to be disciplined and focused and trust somebody, about the work, trust a teammate, behind you,
right.
Take a volleyball or basketball or football, even tennis, you got to trust your coach that he's telling you. So, it creates great values, you know, and, you know, the ability to work hard extra, right, to be the best. That translates into school, you know, right? I have my son who's 15, he's playing volleyball and does school, and the same principles apply. You know, you work hard, you do your work, you know, you discipline, you do some extra work. And when he goes and has the finals, I tell him, hey, Shane, you know, think about how you trained, how hard you trained at
exactly.
on the court. Now study hard because the same result's going to come out of it.
So we've only got a handful of days left this year. I hate to ask this, but have you closed down the donation acceptance
Not
office?
Yet. December 31st is we never close for business.
So we can still make donations
yes,
to the foundation.
Yes, but, you know, the community, we have a community outreach program that goes from November to December where we, you know, heavily target the community of Irvine and the parents. And for those 2 months, anybody can make a donation, $50 and above, and they get an application called Razor's Edge for free, and you get all the deals from local businesses in Irvine.
How do we get that?
So you donate online for $50.
IPSF.net. IPSF.net is the
correct.
Location.
Correct, and there's a donation button above, and automatically you get a Razor's Edge app with all the local deals from local businesses in Irvine. There's above 100 businesses that have signed up for that app.
Beautiful. So let's support the Irvine Public Schools Foundation. And maybe let's copy them. I mean, I'm good at plagiarism. Can we copy what they're doing in the rest of the state
yeah.
and see if we can get the rest of the state to have the same kind of graduation rate? Look at this, 95.8% graduation. That's almost 20% better than the state of California. Let's see if we can copy that.
Why not? You know, we all want everybody to succeed, you know, and education is number one for our children.
Well, I'm glad that you came in, Donald. I know you've got to get running to another event and try and raise some more money. So thanks
sure.
for sharing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, stated income loans, no doc loans, no income loans. They're back. And we're going to talk about it, how you get them. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of 7%. $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully one in three American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with Fair Market. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. VIP Hero, love it. The first responders, military, teachers. There is always a method of getting you some better, I guess we're having some technical problems again. Are you able to hear me yet, Steve? Let me know if you can hear me. But I'm going to just continue as if you can probably hear me. What do you know? Here's the issue that I wanted you to understand. There on the VIP Hero Program, there are discounts for everybody. Discounts for everybody that is in that group of heroes. VIPHeroProgram.com. That'll let you know what these, if you qualify. First responders, military, active, retired, reserve, $5,000 to $10,000 in savings. That is the issue. Four home improvements that offer more than return on investment. You got to love this. What are the goals? That's where you first start off determining what you want from your home improvements. Are you looking to increase resale value? Are you just trying to make the property better for your own utilization, maintaining and protecting your investment, realizing added comfort and convenience? So here are some of the smart home improvements and investments. This one kind of shocked me when I heard it. The best return on investment, if you're looking to resale your property, replace the front door. Replace the front door. Unbelievable that that's where the best return on investment is. Tops for protection from the elements. A fiberglass asphalt shingle roof provides the best return on investment at 71.6%. If you're looking for other areas, a shiny good looks for the kitchen. If you're preparing to sell, that's going to get you 79.3%. Extra space for people and stuff. That's another one if you're looking to stay. Just some ideas, top return on investment for home improvements. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. So back in the early part of this century, there was a program out there that everybody thought was the worst thing in the world. They called it a subprime loan. Some people think it was bad. Some people don't think it was bad. Everybody has an opinion. The question I ask right now is, are they coming back? And what are they going to call? You can't use the same name for something that people hate. We're going to chat this morning. Eric Franson, Citadel Servicing, is on the line. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you.
So you've been around in real estate and real estate lending for a day or two, and you probably remember 2005, 2006, 2007, something called subprime lending. We don't want to use that term because people get upset by it, so we won't say that. We also heard the term stated loan, no income, no asset. And we also heard the term liar loans. So we're going to dispel with some of these myths. We don't talk about liar loans at all because that's fraud and we don't do that. But are there stated income loans? Are there some alternative ways that we can do than the traditional full doc, you know, put up your firstborn? Are there alternatives now?
There are some alternatives that are coming back into the market. They are obviously not like the loans that you were talking about just now, the coined liar loans, the coined stated income loans, they are adhering, obviously, to the Dodd-Frank Act and some of the new government implementations that are in place now. But there definitely are loans that are coming back into the market that provide options for consumers that might not be able to prove their income in the standard way.
That's
quite
a big issue here that we really want to get into, and we want to educate everybody listening, is there's a lot of really good people out there that own businesses and may not document income the same as a traditional W-2 employee. And it's not that they're fraudulent. It's not that they're not earning the money. It's just that the documentation is a little different. So talk a little bit about what is a personal bank statement or a business bank statement loan? What is that?
These are loans for self-employed borrowers that can't quite prove income needed to qualify the loan with their tax returns. And a lot of business owners understand how that works and understand what the benefits of showing certain income levels on tax returns are. So we offer them the alternative of using their bank statements to prove income through the deposits that show on those on a monthly basis. And what we do is we allow them to use either personal or business bank statements over the last 2 years. We take a 24-month look at those statements, and we use the deposits that are going into the accounts and use that information to calculate the income. If we're using personal bank statements, we'll actually allow 100% of the deposits be counted towards the income for the loan. And if we're using business bank statements, they're 100% owner of the company. We'll use 50% of the total deposits that go into the account each month to calculate the income on the loan.
Okay, so that's
go ahead.
That makes a lot of sense because, you know, rightly so, you know, a prudent business person opens up either a business account, a subcorp, an S corporation, a C corporation, something along those lines. And there are legitimate business expenses that go through there that a traditional W-2 employee has to run through their income. And this really what I would suggest then is this bank statement program for the individuals that qualify for it is a truer valuation of the or a more legitimate valuation of their income. Am I on track there?
I believe so. And with the business bank statements, because we're using 50% of the deposits for the income, we're allocating the other 50% for the cost of doing business and the expenses. We do not look at the amount of money going out each month as a negative factor in determining the income. For example, if you have a business that brings $40,000 a month in deposits to the account, we're going to use, if they have, let's say, $39,000 that goes out of the account each month, we're still going to count that $40,000 deposits for the baseline for calculating the income and take 50% of that. So even if it is a business that runs a lot of money through the account and a lot of money leaves the account, we still use the deposit total only to calculate the income.
Yeah, you got to love that because it's really bringing a fairness level back into the marketplace. Let me ask you this question on that. Let's talk, because every business owner, the first question they're going to ask is, okay, is it going to be the same pricing as what I'm going to get with going to a brick and mortar bank?
The best part about that is a brick and mortar bank isn't going to allow this type of a product. So they're not going to be able to do a loan for this business owner unless they can show 2 years of the tax returns that prove the income and can qualify the income in that way. If they need to show bank statements for the income purposes, that's not an option that a brick-and-mortar bank is going to be able to provide for them.
Okay, so we're adding a little extra options here for people. I'm going to suggest that more often than not, when you're adding options and it's not the traditional, you might have to pay an extra little bit, but it's not going to be the hard money loans that we hear about at 10, 12%. Am I right?
Absolutely. And compared to the loans that we have where they can prove income with tax returns, if they go with the bank statements, depending on whether it's a primary residence or an investment property, there's only a 25 basis point or 35 basis point hit to the rate. So it's really not that much more than a traditional price loan to use the bank savings for income.
Okay, and I'm just going to reiterate, because I'm a simple guy and some of our listeners are simple. 25 basis points, that's a quarter point. Interesting stuff. Now, what about for those of us that might have lower credit scores? Do you have something that can help them?
That is the very exciting part about what we're doing. We're definitely involving some newer products into that non-prime lending space. I know that you said earlier that you don't like to use the word subprime. Nobody wants to hear subprime. What we're doing is non-prime. It's for those borrowers that don't quite fit into the conforming mortgages, the basic mortgages that you hear about every day. If they can't qualify for those due to some fast credit incidents, we have products that tailor towards that. We understand that a lot of people have been through some challenging times over the last 8 years, and they've gotten their stuff together. They've taken care of the issues that they had on their credit, and they're looking to purchase a house, and we wanted to be able to have options for those individuals. So we'll actually do loans down to a 500 credit score, and we'll do loans as quick as one day after a bankruptcy, foreclosure, or a short sale.
That's going to help a whole lot of people get back into housing and owning housing. And we're talking here about the idea of a pathway to getting back on your feet. Can you stick with us for another segment, Eric? We got to take a quick break here.
Absolutely.
Great. We're gonna continue our conversation with Eric Franzen when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. It is also Friday, so we've got our date night trivia question. We got to get that covered when we get back as well. Reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today is being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio and your household board of directors. You need a household board of directors. If you don't have one, just text ATP to 79564. We will help you create one with a two-minute survey that we need your assistance with. And all the professionals will be in your neighborhood. Again, ATP to 79564. What happens to your debt after you die? That is a question I get on a regular basis. So I thought I would just share that information briefly with you before we get back to our conversation with Eric Franzen. Do you have to pay it? The good part is number one, it's not going to go with you. You don't have to worry about taking your debt with you if you pass or when a loved one passes. But the less reassuring part is your debt could cause headaches for your estate, and it depends on how you handle things. General rule of thumb is if your loved one has a lot of debt when they pass, if there's a lot of money to pay that off, they can make that pay that off through the estate. If there's not sufficient funds, it's going to go away. The house, you may end up seeing it repossessed unless somebody's willing to take over that debt. Cars, same thing. Those are secured debts. And remember, don't get too cute. You're not going to run up the credit card bills, take cash advances right before somebody passes, and then, you know, expect that it's going to just get wiped away. So don't try doing those things. And again, for specific guidance, it's part of your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564, and you'll get that household board of directors. On a lighter note than what happens to your debt after you pass, it is date night trivia time presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Here's the question, per Robert Mott earlier this week, when we clank wine glasses like cheers, what part of it are we supposed to clank? We talked about the etiquette. Is it the lip of the glass, the barrel of the glass, or the base of the wine glass? Per Robert Mott, when we clank glasses, do we clank the lip, the barrel, or the base of the wine glass? Be the third person to post the correct answer on Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And you can win that dinner for two at Reunion Kitchen and Drink, movie tickets, probably not going to get Star Wars tonight, and some Starbucks money. That is the Reunion Trivia, Reunion Kitchen and Drink date night trivia question for this week. Continuing our conversation with Eric Franzen, Citadel Servicing, we are talking, Eric, I'm going to use the term, and I think it's going to be a big, big term this year, boomerang buyers. What do you think? I think we can coin that one?
I think you're right. I think you will hear quite a bit about that in the next year or so.
And basically, a boomerang buyer is that person that had some sort of a issue, a problem in 2007, 2008, 2009. They're able to get back in the market now, and I think that the product you were talking about right before the break sounds like it's a great one. Tell us again about that a little bit. Bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale, you can lend to somebody who's got those issues?
Absolutely. We even have a specific program that allows them to go up to 90% of the purchase price just 24 months after they had a bankruptcy, foreclosure, or a short sale. So it gives them some options with less money down.
That's pretty amazing because, Southern California, it's difficult to get to some of the private money deals where generally you're looking at 30 or 40% down. So a 90% loan 2 years out, that's pretty exciting.
I think so, absolutely. And like I said, we can do loans for somebody just one day after with a little bit more money down, but it does give them those options that weren't available several months or several years ago.
Now, the several years ago when we did the non-disclosable word, they used to have 12-month, 24-month, 36-month prepayment penalties. Are those back in this marketplace now?
The prepayment penalties are actually around with a lot of different lenders, but Citadel does not have prepayment penalties on any of our loan products. So consumers can use these loans to get into their house. They can purchase the house that they want to buy now. And once they actually clean up their credit a little bit more and can qualify for a different loan product, they can refinance at any time without a penalty to the loan.
So this is part of what I refer to as a game plan. And again, it's one of those reasons why I profess and promote this Area Trusted Professional program every day. Again, text ATP to 79564. Is you can get into the house right now. Now, I just looked at the CoreLogic, and we shared this, I think, yesterday. CoreLogic is projecting or forecasting California real estate to appreciate at 10.8% next year and 5.2% nationwide. If you can get into one of these programs one day out of bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale, or 24-month program, get to work on your credit. Start cleaning that up. There is strategies and processes to help you with that. And then Eric just told you, you go and refinance and restructure your loan into more of a main streamlined program. That's why this is a great program, and I'm so glad that Eric's here sharing it, is because it's part of a game plan for you. And we love setting up these plans for people to succeed in the long run. These are just a couple of great programs. Credit scores, Eric, where do we have to be on credit scores for these programs?
The best part about this is all of our loans are graded on credit, and they're not specifically graded on a credit score so much as they're graded on how far away you are from that credit incident, bankruptcy or foreclosure. To qualify for a loan one day out of a bankruptcy, you just need to have that 500 minimum credit score. So the credit and the credit incidents go hand in hand, and we allow them to start financing those properties just one day out with a 500 credit score.
That's beautiful. Great, great program. Now let's flip to the other side, because here's another group of people that have been pretty much locked out of the lending environment recently. And it's those people that have a lot of assets, and they're basically at a point in their life that they don't have to work anymore. Do you have a program for that?
Yeah, and I think that when you said the term boomerang buyer will be something that we hear a lot about, I actually think that the term asset depletion is something that you're going to hear about quite a bit the next year or so. We have an asset depletion program we can use one of two ways that allows individuals that have a large amount of liquid assets to purchase a home without proving their income, or to use those assets as additional income for qualifying for the loan. And the two different ways you can use that. The first way is we take the total amount of the liquid assets and we divide that amount by 84 months, which is the base term of our 7-year product, and we use that amount towards qualifying income to qualify for the loan. And that allows a lot of people to use money that is sitting there that they don't want to use for the down payment that they have in excess to qualify for the loan that they may not be able to do so in the first place.
That sounds pretty interesting. So let me just throw this out there, because I am the simple guy. If I have $840,000 in liquid assets, divide that by 84. So now I can say I've got an extra $10,000 a month in income?
Absolutely.
Wow. So if I make zero, this puts me at a $10,000 imputed income, so to speak.
Absolutely. And the best part about that is, when you're using the asset depletion as additional income, you can combine that income with any other sources of income that you might have. For example, if you're self-employed and you're using the business bank statements and the amount that you need to qualify for the loan with the business bank statements isn't quite there, you can combine asset depletion with total liquid assets to use in addition to that income to qualify for the loan. So it can be combined with any other sources of income.
Great information. And give me just real quick, because we only got about 20 seconds left, is what's considered liquid assets?
100% of any deposit accounts that you would have at a bank, 100% of your investment accounts, and we can use 50 or 60% of IRA or 401k deposits or accounts, depending on the age. So if you're over 59 and a half, we can use 60% of your IRA deposits. And if you're under 59 and a half, we can use 50% of those total deposits.
Beautiful information. If you want more information, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Eric. Thanks for sharing that information. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, if you want to meet any of our guests, just give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.